This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a very busy show here today. Normally we start with a bunch of news, but today we are going to get it over with very, very quickly because we have a big guest on the show here today. Jimmy Jacobs is going to be joining us. We got a lot to talk about. Besides Impact Wrestling, Jimmy wants to talk about the WWE writing experience. What is it like to be a writer for WWE? Jimmy Jacobs joining us literally right when we come back from the break. As far as news, we'll get it out of the way very, very quickly. A second Chris Jericho cruise officially happening. Jericho posted a video today announcing the Chris Jericho Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea Part 2 will be taking place. Jericho noted that further details will be announced in January. So they partnered with Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling for this year. We'll see what happens for next year's Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea cruise. Also, obviously, last night, Raw ratings came out. As expected, the ratings bounced back big for the return of Vince McMahon, but they fell throughout the rest of the show. The audience was up 16% from the record, the all-time low of 2.19 million viewers, ending up at 2.55 million, the best figure since September 17, the day after the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. First hour was strong, as expected, but actually below that of the November 12th and November 19th shows. Drop was not as bad as it could have been, and the third hour with the Women's Gauntlet match was the best third hour since October 22nd. It was not just the McMahon segment, but the lower level of drop than in many recent weeks that led to it beating everything in the last 3 months. So the increase was both the post-pay-per-view bump and the return of Vince McMahon. Increase was even with strong NFL competition. 13.01 million viewers for the Saints versus the Panthers. The 3 hours, 2.72 million viewers for the first hour, 2.56 million for the second, 2.37 million for the third. And that's it for the news. Back in a moment with Jimmy Jacobs, Wrestling Observer Live.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Rare show here today. We're doing a long interview, and we've got Jimmy Jacobs here to talk all sorts of different things. Jimmy, how are you doing here today?
I'm fantastic, Brian. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You know, I got to read a text here before we get going. Or not a text, it's a tweet that you sent out right around Thanksgiving, actually, of all times. Last year, in a six-month period, I went through a devastating breakup, went to rehab, and got fired from WWE. This year, I am grateful for that loss, pain, hard times, and uncertainty, as they have led me to a truly exciting journey of transformation and discovery. That's a hell of a year you had.
It was a great year, man. So many things happened that I can look back now and appreciate, because it's only through things like uncertainty and then suffering, I think, that we can come out the other end with growth. You know, suffering a lot of times is equated with the unknown. So that's uncomfortable territory. That's out of your comfort zone. And so it's only through being out of your comfort zone that you can grow. And so last year was so transformative. I'm so grateful for it. Even though, you know, when you're in the muck of it, sometimes it's hard, but it was really great.
All right. So before we get into all of the stories of writing WWE television and Impact Television and everything like that, I think we should just go back a little bit and start from the beginning. You obviously have been a wrestler for seemingly forever, been all over the place. And then a couple of years ago, you ended up working for WWE. I guess, how did this all come about? How did they approach you, or vice versa?
Well, I approached them. It came about, you know, I started working on independence in 1999. And in about 2014, I started to have this inkling of things changing. And I've always had a certain aptitude for the creative aspect of wrestling, or the psychology, or however you want to frame that. Through a pretty enlightening experience, it really dawned on me that, my next step was to use my creativity not just for myself, but use it for other people, and go on to be a writer with the WWE. I had this sort of epiphany, and then I called him some favors, man. After building, goodwill in the business for about 16 years, I called people. I called up Daniel Bryan. I said, hey, man, this is what I want to do. I called up Joey Mercury. I said, hey, brother, this is what I want to do. I called up Seth Rollins. I said, hey, man, this is what I want to do. Like, how can we make this happen? How do I get put in front of the right people to make it happen? And, you know, thank God those guys all, you know, they think of me in a high regard, and I have something to contribute to the wrestling business, you know, certainly backstage in the creative aspect of it. And so Seth helped me get booked as an extra in December of 2014, and Joey Mercury and Daniel Bryan basically put me in front of Dave Couture, Ranjan Singh, who's the manager of the writing team, and God bless them, man. They went right up to Dave and they said, hey, this is Jimmy Jacobs. He's a genius. He belongs on your team. And that really just opened the door for me to, you know, start a process of, you know, giving them a resume, having interviews, giving them a writing sample. And so they opened the door for me, and thankfully I was able to walk through it.
So
what was that epiphany like? I mean, can you expand on that a little bit? How did you know it was time, and how did you know this would be where did this moment of clarity come from where you said, hey, I'm looking at getting on the other side of this?
It's a bit of a long story, but like any good story, it starts with the gathering of the Juggalos in July of 2014, where I picked up a couple ecstasy pills, and I took them right before a flight on my way to Providence, Rhode Island for a show I was doing. And, you know, they brought me to this wonderful place. And, while I was on one of my flights, you know, a connecting flight, I ran into a wrestler by the name of Sugar Dunkerton. We were both going to Providence for the show. And I sat next to Sugar Dunkerton and we just talked about wrestling. And, you know, as these sort of, mind altering substances tend to do, they loosen you up. And, you know, cause a lot of times, look, man, you're around wrestling and you hear these veterans talk and everybody says the same thing. And I didn't want to be one of those guys. So I really kept a lot of what I thought to myself backstage. And then as I sat down with him, I talked about wrestling to him and we went back and forth. It just dawned on me. It dawned on me, man, like I do have a knowledge, and I started to give my knowledge value, and I started to give my creativity value. And, it was a real moment of clarity as I looked out the window into the clouds, and the clouds agreed with my emotions. And in that moment, I mourned my wrestling career because I knew, I was like, oh man, it's over. My wrestling career is over. It's time I do this. It's time I go to WWE, I go on the creative team, and I give what I have there. Now's the time. And it was a truly wonderful epiphany, life altering. And, you know, when the plane landed, I called Daniel Bryan and said, hey man, I know you believe in me. I know you tend to think I'm a smart guy behind the scenes. I need your help. This is what I need. And it happened. It was amazing. And at that day, I was like, yep, I'm going to WWE to work on the creative team. That just was happening. It was so weird, man, because I'd worked for so long. I'm not that good in the ring. I'm good at what I am. I'm not what I'm not. It was like I had been banging my head against a wall for whatever, 14, 16 years, or I've been banging my head against the wall. And then that day I just looked over, I said, oh man, there's a door right here. And I just walked right through the door.
So what can you tell me about your writing sample?
So basically the task at hand was, this is around January, February of 2015. So they said, hey, pick what your top five matches at WrestleMania would be, and tell us how to get there, how you get there, and sort of what the fallout for that would be. So a lot of things were already set up, like, you know, Brock and Roman, I believe, and a couple other things. And based off that, I gave them my top five. Actually, I think I did six. Top sort of six matches and the sort of stories you would do to get there. You know, some of it was week by week, some of it was a little more general. And then what the fallout would be, you know, I kind of gave them a bit of what the pay-per-view card would be for the next show after WrestleMania, and kind of what Raw would look like the night after Mania. And I think it had some pretty good stuff in there, if I remember correctly.
So you submit the writing sample, and then they basically came back to you and said, hey, we like it, let's do this.
Yeah, man. It was March 6th, 2015. It was at around 7 o'clock p.m. I was in Baltimore, Maryland for Ring of Honor. We had just done 3 tapes that day. I'm napping in my hotel room after driving from Detroit to Baltimore, then doing 3 tapes. And man, I get a call from a 203 number, and she says, "Hey, the lead writers, they liked your sample. They seem to like you, and we're going to start the hiring process." And it was awesome, man. It was the first show I ever did as a referee was March 6, 1999. They called me at like 7 o'clock or 7:20. So literally, probably 16 years to the moment that I first stepped out in front of an audience was when I got that call. It was beautiful.
So, I mean, you knew obviously some people, and you'd put a word in with people and that sort of thing, or they'd put a word in for you. I mean, what did you think you knew, or what did you know about the writing team? I mean, just in general, I mean, looking back today, I mean, did you understand what you were getting into, or did you kind of understand, or did you have no idea?
There is no really understanding until you're on the other side of that line, and that's what I found out. I found out a lot of things. I learned so much in the 2.5 years I was there. You know, before I started there, I was put in contact with one of the writers, and I called him up, and we had a conversation. And he kind of gave me the rundown of a bit what to expect. But you really don't know until you know, and you really don't know until you're doing it. Until you have to put pen to paper, it's difficult because you can come in with all these preconceived notions, grand ideas.
Well, actually, hold that thought. We'll be right back. We're going to head to a break. Back in a moment to pick this up, Wrestling Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. Jimmy Jacobs joining us here today before the break. You're talking about not understanding any of this until you're on the other side. Sounds like you're dying. You're on the other side.
Sometimes it felt like it, man. But one of the big things you learn is that they say the devil's in the details, and you are tasked with coming up with things in detail. I mean, you're talking about what you're doing long term, month by month, what you're doing week by week, episode by episode, hour by hour, segment by segment, all the way down to word by word. So there is no like, hey, what if we did something like this? You can't do something like that. It's like, hey, what if we do this? How are you do this? Okay, then you do that. Okay, then what? And how are you do that? And it's very you have to come up with answers when you're there.
When you were there, how many people were on the writing team?
So it's roughly about 25 people. And I was in my first day on the job. I was in that room for about an hour before I realized, like, hey, man, these guys are really smart. They're all really talented in their own specific ways. Now, the way it's split up, there's two teams. There's a home team, which is a team of people that stay in Stamford, Connecticut and work in the office all week. And then there's the road team, the team that goes out to Raw, SmackDown, the pay-per-views, and produces the TV on the road. And the road team is also in the office a day or two a week as well. Everybody's very smart. They all have their own things they're good at. You know, if there's a guy that, hey, if you want to like book a territory, hey, I know the guy I would go to. If you want something that's written that's particularly funny or entertaining, you go to this guy. If you want something that's like eloquent and well written, you go to this guy. Somebody that's if you want a lot of emotion out of something, maybe you go to this guy. So it was a pretty good team they had.
So what was your role? Like, is there, I guess, how would you describe, like, not every, if you have 25 people on a team, like, obviously there's hierarchies. How would you describe the hierarchy, and where were you?
So by the end, I was a senior writer, not a lead writer, senior writer, meaning I was tasked with some of the higher level stories, producing and sometimes writing the segments for the higher stories on the show. When I left, the last stories I was doing on Raw, it was all the John Cena, Roman Reigns stuff, and then on SmackDown, all the Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon stuff. So there's Dave Kapoor, who is the manager of the team, and then Raw has a home lead writer and a road lead writer, and then SmackDown has a home lead writer and a road lead writer, and those guys are tasked with coming up with sort of putting a lot of the pieces together of what the shows are going to be, and underneath you're kind of coming up with what those pieces are. And, I would produce the TV. So at TV, I would be in charge of, let's say it's a Roman Reigns, John Cena promo. Now, somebody will have written, maybe me or maybe somebody else will have already written a version of what that could look like, right, or what that is. And it's word for word. Not that those words could be said, but there's a promo that is written conceivably that you could do. But then I would take that promo at TV and based off any notes Vince would have, I would then go to talents and I would say, now if you're dealing with John Cena, it's kind of, John kind of, I think, does what he wants, but John has a lot more freedom. Vince trusts John, and I don't think he trusts a lot of people. But so I go to John and I go to Roman and I say, hey, this is kind of what we were thinking for this week. What do you think? What do you want to do? And John would generally read it over and he'd be like, all right, kind of an idea of what they want. Maybe John would want to do something completely different, but generally speaking, he would have an idea based off this original promo of what they're looking for, and then John and I would, Roman, let's say, we would sit down and we would crack something out. We would start to, come up with some ideas and get the, get the communication flowing and come up with a probably a new version of the promo. Then I would take that promo and show it to Vince and be like, hey, me and John and Roman came up with. What do you think? And Vince would either give his okay on it, or a lot of times if it was John, he would, or Vince would say, all right, this is good, but change this to change this. And then, once we get that okay from Vince, then I go back to talent and I say, all right, guys, this is how Vince wants to do it. And, then we would make sure, the guys had what they were going to do. I would, go over, whatever, how to perform it or what the feeling should be here, whatever production they needed. And Vince has a saying, everybody needs to be produced. And it's true, man. It's true. Everybody, it's always good to have that sort of third person in there to say, hey, what if you did a little more like this? And how about this? And just have somebody there to bounce those ideas off of and work with. And then, when they're out there actually performing the promo, I'm on headset with the truck in Gorilla, making sure that they have all the cues, the music cues, if there's going to be any physicality or if there's, there needs to be a cutaway. If John's talking about, it's money in the bank time, he's talking about the briefcase. And so I make sure they have the cutaway of, hey, you're going to talk about the briefcase here so they can get that hanging up and, over John's head or whatever the case may be. Just to make sure, because I'm kind of the last line of defense. I'm the guy that knows exactly what's going to happen. So I got to communicate that to the Chuck. It's quite a process, man. When I first got there, I was blown away by all the moving parts and how after, it's such a whirlwind, so much stuff happening, and everybody's got to be so on point. And at the end of it, it's like, holy man, I can't believe that show came off without a hitch. Wow, that was it's a really amazing sight to see.
Now, when you started the beginning of the week, I mean, what day, let's say that we're going to write next, well, obviously not this coming Monday, this has been taped, but let's say we're going to do Monday's Raw. What day does all of this begin?
It's a 7-day-a-week job. So while the road team is at Raw, the home team, they're back in Stamford, and they're helping out with, rewrites back in Stamford and everything, and they're sort of tuned into what's going on in Raw. But certainly, some of Monday, Tuesday, and definitely by Wednesday, the home team is going to have an idea of what they want to pitch to Vince for Raw the next week. So by Wednesday night or even Thursday, they'll have a meeting with Vince, and they'll say, hey, Vince, this is what we're thinking. We do this match, or this promo here, we do this match. And Vince will then give us feedback. And sometimes they want to change a lot, sometimes they want to change a little. But then based on that, Wednesday night or Thursday, then the lead writers are then sort of putting together like all the pieces of Raw. Okay, this is what Raw is, going to look like. And then Friday and Saturday, we're putting pen to paper and writing out the promos. Friday or Saturday, I'll get an assignment like, hey, write this Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho promo. So I'm spending my day Friday or Saturday doing that. By Saturday evening or so, all the writers will send in the promos they've written, and Sunday the lead writers will craft that together to give like a proper format, proper script of the show. So that'll be done by Sunday, and they'll send that to Vince. Now, whether Vince sees that or not, at Sunday, sometimes he would, sometimes he wouldn't, but certainly by Monday, everybody, now you have to production meeting for Raw, whatever, at noon or 1 o'clock, and everybody's got a script, and we kind of, the lead writer sort of goes through what the plan is for Raw, kind of like a table read almost. And then based off that, everybody in the production meeting, which is all the writers, all the producers, agents, people in the production team, will then give the feedback. They'll say, hey, I don't know, that doesn't feel right, or what if we did this instead, or I'm not sure if we should beat this guy, or whatever the case may be. And based off those suggestions, Vince will make changes. And based off those changes that Vince wants, then me as a writer on the road, I'll implement those changes. I'll change the script. Might be the promo I'm in charge of at least, and then we'll all compile those changes and put it in a new version of the script. And I'll go back to the talent, and I'll tell them kind of what the plan is, and rinse, wash, rinse, repeat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, forever and ever. Amen.
Well, the best you can, since everything filters towards Vince, can you kind of try to take us as much as you can into the mind of Vince and what it's like, I guess, to either write for him, write with him, come up with, try to figure that out for us, because as a fan sitting on the outside, we hear that everything stops with Vince, but then you look at the million people that are there and everybody's doing their job, and what is it like to try to write for Vince, and what are some of the misconceptions we have as fans and that you had going in working with Vince about what he is looking for and how that manifests itself and comes out on the screen?
That's a good question. The Vince factor, of course, is a huge factor of writing, Raw and SmackDown, et cetera. Look, even if you took Vince out of the equation, it's an extremely difficult task. It's an extremely difficult task to come up with new ideas and new concepts and new matches, 3 hours on Raw every week. It's a beast, man. Doing 3 hours is significantly harder than doing 2 hours. And we can talk about that here in a bit. But when you talk about the Vince factor, yeah, it's difficult, man. And the prevailing goal there is like, hey, is Vince going to like this? And you're writing things and doing things based on like, is Vince going to yell about this or not? Is Vince going to be mad about this? Is he going to like this? And it's hard to know. It's hard to know exactly what he wants. It's a really difficult thing because, of course, things will change and he will want things changed, without going too deep into Vince. He's certainly a very, very unique character. And a lot of people like to blame Vince for all the bad stuff, and I don't know if that's true or not. But certainly I'll give the devil his due. If you blame Vince for the bad stuff, you got to blame him for the good stuff, too, because he left that on his TV as well.
Yes. Well, hold on. Stand by. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Get unbeatable deals at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year flooring sale. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just 99 cents per square foot. Get laminate floors up to 50% off, or waterproof flooring as low as 39 cents. Take an extra 25% off clearance at your local store. Lumber Liquidators can even install your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. The end-of-year flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631.
800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Jimmy Jacobs joining us here today. We're talking about WWE writing, Vince McMahon. And before the break, you were talking about Vince, how it's Vince's show. And I do laugh sometimes because people will get all up in arms about Raw. I hate Raw. We've got to get rid of Vince. Raw sucks. Man, I love SmackDown. It's like, that's your show too. Like,
Well, it is significantly, and it's still difficult to write a two-hour show. Hey, man, I work on Impact now. I'm actually just finished up a creative meeting just about an hour or so ago. And it's difficult to write a two-hour show, but a three-hour show, it is significantly harder. You have 50% more content to fill. And when you ask yourself, man, why did they do this? Like, so much of the time it's like, hey, man, because we've got to do something. We have to put something on TV. We have 3 hours of TV. So you end up, you know, that's almost like giving away a lot of matches you don't want to. I say giving it away, but honestly, somebody's paying for that. The TV station is, you know, USA and NBC is paying for that. So it's really not giving it away. So you have to kind of get that out of your head. But it's a lot. You are tasked with you have a blank piece of paper and you say, and you have a talent roster and you say, hey, come up with 16 seconds, come up with 3 hours of TV, and you have this roster, and you're like, all right, what matches haven't we done? What stories haven't been told? And it's very difficult to do something new. Man, you know, over the past, you know, 20-some years, everything's been done. But wow, man. You know, back in when I was growing up, you had an hour of superstars, and it was all job matches, and the main event was like, you know, Coco Beware versus the model Rick Martel, and that had enough value to be a main event for that TV show. But in the world of supply and demand, having a three-hour show is clearly too much supply and not enough demand. And as we know, scarcity creates value. And there is no scarcity. There is no scarcity of marquee matches that have been already done. I mean, hey, man, they had their lowest rating of all time. And in the main event, it was a TLC match with, I think, your top babyface on Raw, right? Seth Rollins.
And he's the one left,
yeah. Intercontinental Champion. Yeah, he's the Intercontinental Champion. And against, you know, one of the mainly featured heels. And nobody watched it. And that's that's a testament to, like, hey, sometimes I wonder, what could you do? What matches could you even do that haven't been done on Raw? Even if you were to pull out all the stops, like, what barrels do you have left in your gun? What ammo do you have left that you haven't shot already? That you can say, all right, you know, let's do this and let's top a number. It's difficult, man.
Now, obviously, you mentioned that you were just in a creative meeting with Impact, and to the best of my knowledge, I mean, you could correct me if I'm wrong. Impact does not have 25 writers, is that right?
No, it's me and it's Sanjay Dutt, Scott D'Amore, and Don Callis. It's the four of us.
Okay.
Doing it.
So I mean,
all brilliant guys, all great guys to work with.
You know as well as anybody that, like, over the last, I'd say, probably year and a half, I mean, for a long time, Impact, like, it had a reputation, and it didn't matter what they did. Like, it was just it was a stained brand. But over the last year or so, that's turned around. Like, you never hear people just flat out saying, "Bah, well, TNA sucks, Impact sucks." You don't hear that anymore. You've I don't know how to describe what you've done, but, like, it's different now. Like, people, the people that watch the show like the show, and the people that don't watch the show, you no longer hear, "Well, I'm not going to watch it because it sucks." Now you hear, "Well, I just don't have time to watch it right now." And when they do watch it, they think that the show's way better now. So my question is, there's an old saying about too many cooks in the kitchen. I mean, did you ever feel when you were there that, dude, 25 people writing the show in some ways is actually making this more difficult?
No, absolutely not. Like, 25 writers was not too many. Do you feel sometimes there's too many cooks in the kitchen the day of Raw when the show's been written and it's been read and then people start giving their ideas at the 11th hour? then you might feel like, all right, man, like, why didn't you say something, you know, three days ago about this when we were putting this together? But that's just part of the job. That's okay. The amount of detail that's put into the show is much different. There's a lot of pen to paper, man. You know, and it takes a while to write these promos, to put these things together, to produce these promos. You know, it's way heavier produced. You know, when I'm working for Impact, you know, I might be in charge of a handful of backstages, you know, a match, an in-ring promo or two, and I can do that because I'm kind of, you know, giving bullet points to guys or doing stuff a bit quicker. In WWE, I might have one in-ring promo to do, but that with that involves, you know, maybe a proper rehearsal in the ring. It involves maybe a lot of props, a lot of moving parts. Doing one segment there, especially a big segment, a crossover segment, opening promo, when, you know, you have a lot of different people in it, it's a very time-consuming thing. And especially, you're responsible for everything in that segment, right? If anything goes wrong, it's on your head. So you have to make sure, you have to cover your bases. It's weird to say too many cooks in the kitchen. It's like people... The writers aren't the shot callers. We were the idea givers. Vince is the shot caller. It's his final say. So it's not like there's you know, too many guys up top with the final say. There's a lot of people who are, you know, who are working hard to build a house. You know, many hands make light work. And certainly it would be an overwhelming. It was already a very difficult task. Time-consuming and everything, which is all right. I don't care about the time. I'd work all day. I don't care. But very time-consuming tasks, even with that work spread.
Well, let me ask a question a different way. So you are successfully putting together a two-hour show with four guys because the process is different, right? That's kind of what you're saying. Like you use more bullet points. You're not having to script out everything. You don't have to do a rehearsal for everything. I mean, you're It's a more, I don't know if streamlined is the right word, but it's a simpler process to put together an Impact than a Raw. Is that what you're saying?
A bit. Like, I don't have to now go and, you know, write out word for word what I think these promos should be. At TV, I don't, you know, because, you know, one of the things with Impact, you don't have, you know, the resources that WWE has. And WWE, you might be tasked with a segment that has just a ton of moving parts. You know, you go to the props truck and you have to make sure, you know, you're getting all these different props are in order and all these people and you're tasked with executing it with precise detail, because that's the detail Vince wants, and he's my boss, and I'm gonna make sure that what he wants gets done, you know, and I'm responsible for that. And there's good stuff with that, and there's bad stuff with that. Sometimes an Impact, you know, something will happen, and I'll be like, ah, damn, why did that guy say that? Wow, he shouldn't have said that. But because I'm not producing it as heavily, those things fall through the cracks. And Vince has so much at stake. He has so much on the line. You know, he worked a long time, very hard to make sure it's very friendly for you know, people that want to have commercials for them and all that sort of stuff. So he needs to make sure that nothing gets said or done that would jeopardize that and the production and the detail is much more intricate there.
Okay, so I guess my question would be, like, as a longtime fan, as somebody, a longtime wrestler, somebody who's worked in virtually every aspect of this business, I mean, do you feel like if let's just say Vince falls off a cliff tomorrow and Jimmy Jacobs is put in charge of this ship, I mean, do you feel that a simplification of the way the process is done would make for, in some ways, a better product or a worse product?
I think, look, what people have to understand about doing this is it's a Rubik's Cube. You move one piece around, everything changes, right? So if I say, oh, yeah, produce it less, you know what you're going to come up with? You know, you're going to come up with some promos from these guys that just, like, you know, they're not that good. Not saying all the stuff the writers write are brilliant, But man, when you have a 10, 12, 13 minute promo in the ring, the wrestlers want you to come up with something. They want you to have something in front of them. There aren't a lot of wrestlers that are just like, oh yeah, I could do this off the top of my head, or just give me a couple bullet points. And like that, that skill is actually, it's kind of rare and kind of almost like esoteric skill these days. There's, I think, very few guys in WWE who said, hey, here's the microphone, go talk about this. You know, Kevin Owens could do it. John Cena could probably do it, but he doesn't. So it would just be a trade-off. I would like some more long-term storytelling in WWE. I think that would help, because so much is very, very week-to-week and changes, so it's hard to do like long-term storytelling. But it's a trade-off, man. To think that you could just give a guy a microphone and give him a couple points and he can, like, you know, cut a 15-minute promo or, you know, intricate promo. I found that to be generally a misconception.
All right, I have to ask this question because, I mean, I don't think you know the answer. Well, I mean, I think there's a general answer, but you mentioned 25 guys are all very, very smart. I'm not doubting that, okay? But, like, when you have a storyline where it's Raw versus SmackDown at Survivor Series, and Raw destroys SmackDown, they win every single match, and then, like, the next Tuesday on TV, like, it's not even mentioned. I mean, there's no story follow-up. Like, Shane McMahon isn't even mad, even though, like, a month earlier he was ready to fire people if they didn't win the Best in the World trophy. It's like, this is a gigantic plot hole. And I think the answer is, like, Vince, I presume. But, I mean, like, how does something like this happen? Do you have other examples that you can point to?
You know, unfortunately, I wasn't there at that point, so I can't testify to any specific reason why. I can make guesses. I can make a guess that something happened with the story where it had to take a sharp turn one way. Now, is it careless to not even mention it? Absolutely, it's careless. How that happens, I don't exactly know. Things do fall through the cracks. It seems like that's such a big thing to fall through the cracks that might have been intentional. You know, maybe Vince is like, all right, well, that was last week. Nobody saw last week. You know, we're moving on. Now this is the story. I don't know.
Well, Jimmy,
things like that, yeah.
I guess to that point, WWE is always going to be unique, and Vince is going to be unique in how he looks at things, but has the simulation of sport and the organic stories that come from those stories and, I mean, I hate to use the evil words, like the pro wrestling lost plot?
What do you mean by that? The organic stories that come forward?
Well, that come from, instead of always trying to create moments, I mean, Becky Lynch and Asuka got over by going to win matches and beating people clean in the middle of the ring with their move, and they got over. And then, basically, when it comes to Becky Lynch, fans were told when they were trying to root for her that, no, you don't understand the story we're trying to tell, and they regurgitated back and said, no, this is the story we wanted, which was a very classic pro wrestling story of somebody on the rise who's going up to face for a title shot. And that seemed to get kind of lost in the mix. I mean, it seems to be that there's a lot of things there that are easily kind of fixable if they just kind of like put the car back on the road like, remember where you came from.
Well, hold on. Now we got a break. So stand by, everybody. We'll be right back. Wrestling Observer Live. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, They're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to MarijuanaStock.org. That's MarijuanaStock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Jimmy Jacobs joining us here today. We're out of time already. And Jimmy, I want to get some quick plugs in for Impact Wrestling and everything else going on in your life.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Real quick answer to your question, Mike, is there is no easy fix. That's the answer. Oh, this easily happens. Nothing easily happens. And once you start to put the pieces together, you start to realize that. Impact Wrestling on Pop TV at 10 p.m. every Thursday. Please watch and hopefully you enjoy it. You can see me on Twitter, Jimmy Jacobs X, Instagram, Jimmy Jacobs X, or just see me in person, man. Give me a hug. Say hi.
That's right. Give him a hug. Yeah. Make sure there's no bananas around, right, Jimmy? Remember that?
Oh, shit. So many years ago. Yeah.
It was so many years ago. So many years ago. But listen, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. I really appreciate it. I scheduled as much time as I could, and we still completely ran out of time. It's like a three-hour Raw right now, actually, this thing came together.
Man, you would hate it if it was.
So hopefully we can do this again sometime. I really do appreciate it. And check out Impact on Pop, everybody. Jimmy Jacobs X on Twitter, Instagram, and everything else. I really appreciate it, Jimmy. And we are totally out of time, everybody. Back tomorrow with more. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave Meltzer as well. Filthy Tom Lawler for Filthy Four Daily. Got a lot of great stuff coming up over the holidays. And if you miss this show, it's going to be replaying regularly on Sports Byline USA throughout the holidays. So make sure you check that out. And I want to thank Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We will talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.